Christmas was the one holiday my mother and I celebrated, and it was always festive. Back in New York, our tiny apartment could barely hold a tree, but we'd shove one into the corner of the living room anyway and spent hours decorating it. A little piece of nature in a metal jungle, she would say, as we stood back to admire our efforts after we were done. The towering Christmas trees spread throughout Eden Manor made our apartment trees look like twigs. Almost overnight, they seemed to crop up all over the manor, and for weeks, the smell of sugar cookies lingered in the corridors. The staff was giddy with excitement, and there was a sense of joy in the air that I couldn't shake even on my bad days. I'd expected them to celebrate the winter solstice instead, but Ella made it clear they would celebrate Christmas for me. It didn't escape me that none of the other girls had survived past Christmas, and despite how angry I was with James, I made an effort to never be alone. But the closer Christmas came, the scarcer Henry became, and that made it difficult. During the autumn, he occasionally joined me around the manor, but now the only time I saw him was in the evenings. Even then, things were as bad as ever. And despite my mother's advice, for the life of me, I couldn't figure out how to give him the purpose he needed. Survive past Christmas, I hoped, but there was no guarantee that that would work. I didn't allow myself to consider the possibility that I might not make it. But I did know I wanted him to have a happy Christmas. The entire household was supposed to have dinner together, and while that was a nice start, I wanted to show him the kind of Christmas my mother and I had together. Maybe if I invited him into a private part of my life, he would return the favor, or at the very least, not scowl at me anymore. And selfishly, I didn't want to spend Christmas alone. On Christmas Eve day, a giant tree showed up in my room while I was eating breakfast, along with two large boxes of decorations. My lessons were canceled due to the holiday, so I dragged Ava into my room to help me before we both had to get ready for dinner. When Henry wasn't around, she was the only one I trusted enough to be alone with for any length of time. After all, she hadn't been there for the other girls, and I was reasonably sure she wasn't going to try to kill me for not accepting Henry's offer on the autumn equinox. Come early afternoon, however, I was beginning to regret inviting her.